WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the holiday week. It's 4th of July week here. I'm going to give Dennis a chance to talk about selling cars. He's got 10,000 cars and all, but he don't have any more. Things are different for the 4th of July, I'm sure, on car lots over Coons, Baltimore Ford and Security Boulevard. But more than that, this has been an incredible time for news, right? Like, Dan, your show on Thursday on the front end is the first time I talked about losing Goose and Jalen Ferguson and what the Ravens are going through. The Orioles feel like they break them up, they can't lose. And 4th of July used to be a sports time around here with the Orioles when we were kids and whatnot. But this is the time of the year where, like, nothing happens. We go barbecue stuff. We go to the beach. We, you know, plan our business proceedings for the fall. And I found myself just knee deep in memories all weekend and Purple Rain 1 and Purple Rain 2 and what the Ravens are going through right now. It's been a very, very active couple of weeks here. And they haven't even signed Lamar Jackson yet.
Yeah, it's been active. It's been good active. It's also been bad active, Nestor. A lot of things happening out there. But that's life, right? One day you're flying high, the next day you're mourning the deaths of two Baltimore Ravens and the Jalen Ferguson situation. It's a tragedy, 26-year-old young man. And of course, the Goose and what he meant to the city of Baltimore, to the Ravens fan base.
Well, you felt that if you were down at the 30 for 30. I mean, there were, I don't know, 1,000 people there. You know, I don't know, 800, 1,200. It wasn't packed by any stretch. It was crowded. It was full downstairs. But Goose was the star. You know, I mean, it was very obvious Goose was the star. And, you know, I would even give you this, like, I've seen the Eagles, the band, the Eagles a couple times the last years. Joe Walsh is the star of the band now. You never would know that. You're like, Don Henley's the band and Glenn Frey, like, but Joe Walsh steals the show. Goose wasn't the star. Ray Lewis was the star of the team, right? Brian was a star then, right? Rod Woodson wasn't a star. He was a Hall of Famer, but Goose. And as I tried to figure out getting up to Kenilworth here this week, Goose was truly larger than life. Like, in a way, I found these pictures of me and him and Dan Marino. He was always in the middle of my drink, Goose, right? Like, Goose came to Baltimore, and Goose liked me, and I liked Goose. And Goose would just stop by my show at the barn because he liked to be in the middle of stuff. He liked to be around people, and he liked to be the actor, the fun guy, the party guy, the ball buster. He was all of that, but now in retirement at 55, it was very clear he was the leader on the stage last month. The more I think about it and process it, and the fans reacted to him, and the fact that the next 20, 30 years of his life were taken away from him and really from the celebrations. You know, every time the team gets together now, there's going to be, I mean, I've texted with 15 of the players. A bunch of them are coming on this week. Rob Woodson's coming on. Kim Herring. He was the leader. And I guess it takes his death to really and a week to process it and time to process it, to really think about it. Because to me, he was just Goose, right? Like, he was just, oh, it's Goose. He runs into me, breaks my balls, says something off color to my wife. And it's what we do, you know, it's just literally something completely inappropriate to my wife. And it's kind of the way we rolled. And I really thought about this then. And it took me, you ought to come over to the radio station, because I had to camp out at the radio and just go through all this stuff in boxes looking specifically for the Goose Christmas CD. Yeah. And I found everything but what I was looking for. In the end, I found it. I found it all. There's nothing that I know of that's missing now. Every memory that I started looking at pictures, and he's in like all these memories at Memorial Stadium, right? Like, Goose was the first guy on the bus. Goose was the first guy on the bus. He was the first guy that came over with Ted. He brought Harbaugh. That brought Woodson. Like, all of that. And I can't believe I'm never going to talk to him again, Dennis, that I can't, that I'm talking about him instead of to him.
Well, the amazing thing about the Goose, Nestor, is everybody you run into, everybody you talk to has a Goose story, because once you met him, I mean, it was a story. Whatever came out of it, like you said, the off-color remarks, the jokes, whatever he...
I had to play it. Like, you're my sponsor, and I don't know what the hell he said in 1997, yeah. And it's 49 minutes long, and I didn't listen to it. I just put it on. Because what am I going to do? Edit the Goose?
Right.
25 years later? I'm not going to do that. It's who he was. I'm not going to edit myself. And I said some untoward things about the Ursay family, which I'm sure you would find fully appropriate, by the way.
Appropriate, 100%. Anything bad you can say about the Ursays, I'm sure, was well-earned, well-deserved. But,
and you have not listened to me and Goose, have you, from 97? You haven't listened to
it? I have not, no.
Not yet. Listen to the first 2 minutes.
Okay.
I welcome him into the barn. I don't even know him. It's like it's like a different human, right? I mean, I'm 29 years old then. I didn't have the radio station. I just had a show. It was 1997. So it was the spring of 97. I have the paperwork. He told Bob Eller he wanted to be on my show. He had heard about me and wanted to do something. We got him a cake. He held the knife up to my throat. Like,
nice.
Like, there's a picture of that, right? Of cutting the cake. Like, there's a bunch of pictures of. But that night, I began the show, and like, literally, this is the flippant. This is Nasty Nestor, right? Like, literally, I'm 5 years into my career. I've got an Indianapolis Colt who's decided he wants to leave the Indianapolis Colts to come play for the Purple Barneys, who were 4-12, and come in here and help Ted, right? A guy who was thought to be broken down, a guy who's thought to be. Well, his knees are bad. You know, literally, that's what they said about Goose. His knees are bad, right?
Yeah.
And they brought him in, and the first thing I said to him, I swear to you, I listened to it. I urinated myself. I said to him, say something bad about Indianapolis right now. You have to, like, you'll love it. Like, you will love it.
Oh, I know exactly what he said. I'm picturing him in my mind's eye right now, him saying it. I got it.
What did he say?
Blank the Colts.
No. He's the first thing he says, and he's doing it in his professional voice, not his Jersey voice, right?
He's
broadcasting in the beginning because we don't know each other, right? We don't know each other at all. He just sat down and he said, how far does this signal go?
That's hysterical.
How far does this signal go? Oh, man. So, I mean, here I am laughing and thinking about him in the weekend, and I want to move it a little bit because you move me on Thursdays when I'm on your show. By the way, Dennis Colazzo is here. Follow him, D Colazzo Show. You can go buy a car from him, take your car for service, whatever you need. It's over Coons Baltimore Ford Security Boulevard. He's here Thursday from 3 until 5. So if I'm going to direct the conversation, and I do want to direct it, because the Goose thing is my memory, my box of memories, old pictures, old stories that I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I mean, it took me a day and a half to remember when he told me he loved me. He got hit in the head in Denver.
Yeah.
And I was taking the charter back 2001. We had won the Super Bowl already. Elvis was the quarterback. 9/11 happens. The Cincinnati game, I got myself back from Louisville. Southwest was flying. America West couldn't get me back from Phoenix to do my show. And David Modell said, just get on our charter, man. No problem. Brian's like, no problem. Ozzy's like, no problem. Get on the charter. This is 2 weeks after 9/11. Goose got conked in the head. He was sitting soaking wet with his bag, his little gym bag, waiting to get on the bus. But he was just sitting outside of the bus on a curb. And he said, hey, come over here. And a totally different personality. Like, the minute he started talking to me, I'm like, dude, you got hit in the head. And it, like, we think of that differently 21 years later. But back then, you got hit in the head. You got on the plane. You flew home. And he said to me, I love you, man. I love you. And he gave me a hug. And I'm like, I love you too, Goose. And I got on the bus and sat next to Rex Ryan, who proceeded to tell me what a great player Kelly Gregg was going to be, incidentally. 45-minute bus ride from downtown Denver out to the airport. I sat with Rex, and all Rex is like, Kelly Gregg. That Kelly Gregg's coming on. He's going to be a great player. And I'm like, sounded like what his father used to say to me about football players. So you remember these stories, but I want to talk about Jalen Ferguson. And I want to talk about the current team. I mean, put Goose in its own place. And, you know, my emotions, because I've talked a ton about Goose. I don't think I've talked 5 minutes about Jalen Ferguson. Luke talked a little bit about it. But what this does to a team, when a kid that came in that everybody on the team interacted with, everybody in the team knew, and now we're hearing that it was kind of untoward, the circumstances, and the questions about, like, whether the Ravens can possibly be in control of their employees any more than you could be or I could be. I had employees with problems. You have right now, whether you know it or not, you have employees with problems. You don't want to know it, but everybody does, right? If you have 100 employees, you have employees with problems. This is this is something we think in 2022 shouldn't be happening, right? This kid out in Las Vegas driving 190 miles an hour and killing people. These guys killing themselves. Just stuff that, because they have agents, parents, coaches, management. I had Jamil McLean on last week talking about keeping players, you know, safe and 23, 24, 25 year old men. This is a guy with three kids. I can't believe it happens again, but then humanity steps in, right?
Well, you know, what I found striking about Jalen Ferguson is I thought most players lived near the facility. When I saw his address, he lived between Memorial Stadium and Johns Hopkins University, not the best area in town. And that struck me as odd, Ness. I don't know if anybody else has mentioned
it
or not.
I didn't see that that was his he put that as his address. I know that's where he perished. And when you perish in that neighborhood,
maybe I'm wrong.
You would say you were visiting.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong then. Because I know most of the guys live near the facility.
From a reporting standpoint, listen, the Banner's done a great job. Like Justin Fenton was on this. I'll get Justin on soon. There will be more of this onion to unpack. But gotcha. Look, this used to be something that went to Dick Cass's desk, and Dick didn't, you know what I mean? From Dick down through Eric, through did we know he had a problem? Does he piss in a bottle? Like all of these things that they know about him and how this could possibly happen to one of their players, right? Like 2 days after we all sing Kumbaya and we're going to go away for the summer, he winds up dead in the wrong side of town. No offense, but
I assume that was his home. So maybe I missed that.
I don't know, but he's dead and we have a fentanyl issue in this city. And we had cops immediately in the aftermath talking about signs of an overdose. All I have is the smoke, not the facts, other than Goose's death in my life, 6 hours later, right? I was at Fadley's Broadcasting with a bunch of friends in the morning, my friend Howard Scherr, and we had controller Bill Henry down. We had a great morning, and the death happened in the morning, and we were definitely talking about it. And then as I left Fadley's, the rumors began, and I haven't, no offense to Jalen, who I've talked to a few times. He was sort of a quiet kid. When I talked to him, he was very polite with me when I did speak with him, but didn't speak with him much. Dennis, I haven't talked to a football player in 2.5 years. So like, this is part of the way the team operates at this point. But then as a media member, you say, the hell's going on over there? You know what I mean? Like that's what I would say. What the hell's going on over there? I mean, they had a guy so high he drove into a ditch, running back a couple years ago, right? You know what I mean? Like, what are you guys doing over there? What's happening over there?
When you have 100 employees and then some, it's hard to police all of them. You know, it's percentages. You're going to have a percentage with issues, some more significant than others. And look at the Darren Waller story. I didn't know that he had a drinking problem when he was with the Ravens. That never came out as far as I knew. And he goes to the Raiders, he gets cleaned up and becomes an all-pro tight end. And I'm very happy for him. But these are things
that... Ravens like to pride themselves as being an organization that can do that, not do that, right? No. I mean, and I don't mean in the Earl Thomas case or the Ray Rice case, however you want to take it in, I don't think over 4 years they thought this was a kid who was going to die of an overdose in the city, right? If that's what... Allegedly, right? If that's how this happened to a young man, I would wonder if they had any inkling as to the fact that he had a problem or the problem or the wrong. I don't even know what the wrong crowd means, Dennis, right? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how much they value that. If they value that, they would have kept Hollywood Brown around, or he would have wanted to be around because they were running bunkies, right? So keeping these guys safe is about keeping them together in many cases. And that is 25 years of me watching this, is that Ed Reed had pool parties. I don't mean pool like in the pool. I mean billiard parties at his place, and they watched film and they hung out as guys. Flacco and his guys had their bachelor show TV thing. They like guys being guys. How does this guy wind up in this situation? That's a leadership issue. It's a building issue, and it's a Sashi Brown issue, even though he doesn't want to talk to the media. And the minute he met me, told me he never talked to me, but they have an issue out there that would go to Dick at this point when one of their players is dead. I mean, in the city, in these circumstances, the goose thing overshadows that, but they got to get back and play football. But this is something that they I'm wondering what they're wondering, because they don't like this in any case, the mourning part, the grieving part and all that. This is not a good reflection upon the organization right now in 2022.
It's not, but there also haven't any rumors, no telltale signs. There have been other players in the past that there've been rumors, there've been signs. In fact, I was reading about you when you first met Brian Billick, and there was a safety. I forget
Ralph Staten,
right? And he was a mess.
You were reading Purple Rain.
I was reading. So yes, sir. So they don't have that culture anymore. That was pre-Billick, where they were new and guys got away with certain things. When Brian came to town, and they really tightened up. And if you had a guy that was a knucklehead, he was not going to be with the team for long. And there weren't any signs that I'm aware of that I saw or read anywhere where this young man had any kind of trouble.
And that makes it even more disturbing, because then you're thinking, like, if he's least likely. Look, when Ray Rice punched his wife in an elevator, I had known Ray Rice a long period of time, and I just didn't, you know, that's not something I would have associated with him in the same way that maybe they wouldn't have associated that with him or over. Because, I mean, all these things happen, but when they happen in Baltimore, in a city with young football players, everybody out there should be alarmed that this happened. And then the aftermath of the football side and his family and like all of that. But this is an incredible tragedy for the Ravens family.
Oh, it is. It is. But and the Ray Rice thing was a thing. It was all by itself, Nestor. I mean, Ray Rice, not condoning in any way what he did, but he got spat upon. He got hit first. And when you grow up in certain neighborhoods, particularly in inner cities, when you get spit on, it doesn't matter if it's a man, woman, or child. They're going to get hit, because that's the most disrespectful you can do to a person. Not defending Ray, but that was an isolated incident. Ray Rice was clean before that, and Ray Rice, God bless him, has been clean ever since.
Well, crimes of passion and crimes of in the bar at 2 a.m. and like
alcohol
in the bar at 2 a.m.
Alcohol
right?
involved, yeah. Alcohol involved, not a good look. So, yeah, put himself in the very, very position. But Ray is a case study and has been a case study for many, many years now for the NFL.
And for what the Ray, and I guess to my point, and to sort of wrap this part of this up, is just the Ravens have managed to try to make sure this never happens, right? And the fact that it's happened is probably alarming on top of alarming on top of football alarming to everybody out there. And once they get their emotions in check, they need. They're going to be doing some soul searching there. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Dennis Colazos is my guest. I am his guest often on Thursdays. He is the Sunday Sports Voice. Now heard on Thursdays, you can drive home with the Dennis Colazos Show from 3 until 5 right here on AM 1570, as well as drive over to Security Boulevard and Salo. 4th of July, is this where I play the red, white, and blue and shoot off the fireworks?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you were an old school car dealer, you'd have like an Uncle Sam top hat on right now and a bow tie. And
We've come a long way from 30, 40 years ago. No question about it.
By the way, that used cars shot showed up on my Twitter again the other day.
The movie, it's a classic.
God, what a great movie that is. Jack Warden. God, I miss Jack Warden.
It's a fantastic movie. A lot of truth in that movie, too. Believe me, it wasn't fiction. It was reality. And we've come a long way since the years of the plaid jackets and the egg on the tie with a smooth talking, fast talking salesman.
What do we got now? Tell me what we get. We get you. I mean, we get
now.
You
we got computers. Now we got computers. Now you shop it, you build it, you get your trade value online. You come in. It's easy peasy. It's a lot easier these days than it was 30, 40 years ago.
All right. Well, I'll send everybody out to the website. We'll send everybody to see you on Thursday and again on Sunday morning. Dennis will be talking sports here on Thursday, driving you home. Anything you got on the Orioles? Orioles have.
Oh, they're trying to get to 500. I think it's fantastic that they're doing that.
You said you go back and see them play when they're interesting.
Yeah,
again.
They're getting interesting. They're a fun team to watch. They're scrappy and there's no quit in them. That's what I love about them. I love a fighter and they're fighting.
Well, we're going to have a new bar, at least on this show, because Luke brought it up for the very first time on Monday. They're X and X since Adley Rutschman came up, right? Or they're X and Y,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Instead of Y and Z.
The Rutschman, the Adley Rutschman difference. I like it.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is going to be a what their record is once he comes in, right? Like almost like a new head coach or whatever, because certainly Brandon Hyde's not going to be sleeping on his managerial record, you know, prior to this. And we talked about him and surviving this. I mean, the Orioles have moved themselves over this 6-week period of time here that if they were any good at what they do, I mean, like I'm being honest, that if they had a front office and they had real leadership and they had a Q in the community and they weren't building back from way below zero, they're below zero with you and me. They got to get way to zero and above zero to get our money, our time, our attention, to go back wherever they are, right? But if there were a time where you and I are bored and I'm going to be home the whole month of July, I'm going to be in and out in August doing the crab cake tour, but all of July, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here with my cat. I'm here with my wife. I'm going to Heritage Fair. I'm in town. Shohei Ohtani's coming in next week. Maybe this is something where you and I, as friends, as business people, as Baltimore guys, by the way, I drove past Eastern Tech the other day on Mason.
Oh.
So I thought of you.
And you're always going to be the mayor of Dundalk, in my eyes. So the Heritage Fair, I hope to put you up on the float, and you're giving your props.
Dennis, I'm going to step out of the shot here for a minute, and I hope that, because I can reach all the way. I have a closet. Hang on a second. No. I'm not going to let you get away with this. Just stay here, because it is
mayor,
Heritage Fair.
Unofficial mayor of Dundalk.
I'm ready. I picked this shirt up, okay? And I have a Dundalk shirt from Dundalk, Ireland.
I know okay? you do.
I was walking through a world famous establishment in Dundalk, and this shirt popped up
straight out of Dundalk. I love it.
So,
I love it.
So
that's great.
If there's something that you need for the Heritage Fair this weekend, this is, you see, you know,
hey, now I'm jealous. Now I need a straight out of Essex shirt. I need
come
that
for the sports, stay for the comedy is what we need.
I need
to
that
do.
In my life. I need a straight out of Essex. Here we have a slightly left leaning young man from Dundalk and a slightly right-leaning young man from Essex, right? So this is what makes great radio. And we get along this
fine. Here's what happened, okay? So I was thinking about who I would offend if I started pooping upon Essex on the internet. I do it a little bit.
No,
but
no
I'm
one.
Thinking, like, I got Pizza John's. I got friends. My Blondell Miller show.
Hey.
So here's the deal, though, right? I'm a Dundalk guy. You got to have an enemy, right? We went through this with the Mediterranean.
Absolutely.
John and Lou have each other now, right?
Absolutely.
So in Dundalk, it was always Patapsco. But there's a part of, like, if a Dundalk and a Patapsco guys were together in Essex, the skate land, and the Kenwood and the Chesapeake and the EVT guys, the Dundalk and the Patapsco guys would certainly become like the Sicilians. They'd be friends. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hold on, what is it?
Yeah, you know, if your enemy is my enemy, so therefore we're friends, right? Isn't that how it goes? Something like that.
I think so. But when the Steelers fans come, the Essex and the Dundalk guys get together and say,
"Yes, we do.
Hey.
Yes, we do." And don't forget the Middle River guys either. Got a Chesapeake High School. We got to pull them into the fold as well.
I got accused of being from Essex recently, and I was like,
"That's a compliment. That's
whoa,
a compliment.
Whoa,
that's a compliment. That's a
see, that's
up
where
from
I got off when I got accused of being from Essex. I took umbrage with that. It was last week. Somebody said he's from Essex, and I'm like, he's not from Essex. Mike Preston's from Essex, not me. Sorry. See, I don't bring
I'm
up people
good
like
company.
You. I bring
I'm
up
in
people
good company,
I don't
then.
Like from Essex. That's what I do.
I got you. What a great area.
I had Essex girlfriends. I had Essex. I still have Essex friends. I mean, but there's a lot of Dundalk guys that made their living in Essex. Like my friend Mark Miller, Blondell Miller Schuler, Dundalk guy in Essex. Al Seafood, Chad from Graceland Park.
Absolutely.
He's from the 633 across the city line. But Dundalk, and I said, it's something, if somebody accused me of being from Highland Town, I wouldn't be insulted somehow. I don't know why that is.
Well, Highland Town people used to say they live in East Baltimore. They wouldn't even let, which was sad to me, because be proud of where you're from. You're not from East Baltimore. You're from Highland Town. You're from Greektown. In fact, I saw a sign that says Greektown on 695. I thought it was great.
If somebody accused you of being from Greektown and you were from Highlandtown, or vice versa, was that a thing? I mean, did the bridge there matter, Greektown to Highlandtown?
You know what?
Because, I mean,
depends.
Greektown is kind of Highlandtown, kind of sort of, but not.
It is. It is and it isn't. You're right about that. It depends on who you talk to.
I was trying to figure out, like, my parents are buried. I went to visit my parents the other day because when Goose died, I was just driving through. I was getting the Icy Delight. I'm on Kenwood Avenue, right? So I'm thinking, where does Overly end, Rosedale begin, and Fullerton stop? I don't know the answer to any of this, but I do know this. I'm from Dundalk, and you're from Essex.
Absolutely.
And 100%. It'll never change.
And we're both proud of it.
Hey, dude, if I get a straight out of Essex for you, you'll know you're something when they print shirts like this in a 2X size.
Whoever can make it happen, 2X, I love you forever.
Dos Equis for my friend from Essex.
I need that
Dennis
shirt.
Colazzo's. He's Steve Colazzo's show. You can find him over Coons Ford Security Boulevard. You can also find him here on Thursdays from 3 until 5, Sunday morning, 8 until noon. Talking sports, I'll be on his program, as will Luke, and hopefully it's good news this week for the 4th of July. I don't want any more deaths. I don't want any more darkness. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, taking that on the road this week. We're going to be at State Fair on Thursday. We're going to be at Costas next Wednesday on the 7th. Come on out. Say hello. We'll be there nice and early. The schedule is up on our social media. We're getting our things together around here, man. It's summertime. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. It's House in Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.